now. I don't have to wait for tomorrow to get motivated. I don't have to wait on any circumstance because you have a way of motivating me now. My hope is not in what comes. My hope is in you. And now, Lord, what wait I for? What am I waiting for? And what are you waiting for? For your next parade, for your next gift?
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, The Mark of Distinction. Today, Bishop will be teaching from Psalms chapter 42, verses 1 through 6.
Because many of us are hoping in vain things. Remember the imagination, the mind, the will, the emotions, the memories, the intellect must be told and given an assignment to put hope in God. Without that, it will hope in people. This is why disappointment are so heavy, because we put this thing that God gave us that connects us with Him, we put it in people. And as soon as they don't give us the right message, as soon as they don't move the way we expected them to move, as soon as they pull back when they should embrace, as soon as they say the wrong thing when they should say the right thing, as soon as they disappoint us, we allow it to carry our hope into the dungeons of our life and turn and lock it up in despair when God wants it to be unlocked and to rise. Hope is designed to rise, and everything that's connected with it will rise as well. So we got to look at the act of hoping and then the things hoped for. Romans chapter 4 and verse 18. Romans chapter 4 and verse 18 reads like this: against hope. Against all hope. Against all hope, Abraham believed. I want you to put it in the King James Version for me. Against hope, you must believe. Look at this. Who against hope believed in hope. Now I want you to see this, because life has a way of fighting hope. Things will come against it. Against hope. Against hope. Against hope. What will be fighting against hope is invisible. Stop looking at what's fighting, because you're going to have a fight. And let's look at the remedy here. Against hope, believed in hope. So those circumstances is coming against hope. Abraham didn't allow the circumstance to dictate how he hoped. He still believed in God. Let me give you some backdrop. The man is 90 years old. He's promised by God that he will have a child, but everything is limp. He don't even have an impetus. How in the world can this be when I'm that old? But God gave him a promise. And so the promise magnified the hope in God. Good God from Zion. He put not faith in the fact that he's limp and placid. He put faith in the word of God. And when the time was right, about this time next year, good God from Zion. About this time next year, if you put your hope in God, he's going to cause everything in you to regenerate. He's going to cause everything in you to come into alignment. He's going to cause everything in you to rise up and meet the occasion. And when it's time to plant seed, you will succeed. Against hope. For those of you that don't have the ability to move right now, everything about you is limp. Nothing is standing up. Nothing is seeming to move for you. I'm speaking to you right now. God wants you to get your mind off what you can't do and put your mind on what he can do and put your confidence in God and watch God work a miracle in your life. Anybody expecting a miracle? I'm looking for a miracle. I feel the intangible. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Sometimes we're stirred by good teachers. But it's all pushing us to Jesus. Because good teachers is not what you should hope in. You got to put your hope in God. And any preacher that's speaking today at this hour around the world that wants your congregations to look at you as the hope, you're messing them up. You got to let them look past you to the one that they should hope in. His name is Jesus. And every time I tell you all that, he blesses me more. So against hope, you got to believe. That's the act of hoping. Hoping, hope will be challenged. But against hope, believe in hope. Against hope, when everything is coming against it, believe that God can bring you out. Now let's look at the thing hope for. Colossians 1 and 5. Colossians 1 and 5. It'll be on the screen in a minute. Out of the King James. Out of the King James. Just for a moment. Colossians 1 and 5 out of the King James. And it reads like this: for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you heard before in the word of truth of the people, of the gospel. Listen to this. Notice the hope is not in you. First, it didn't start with you. Neither does it start with flesh. Notice where it is. The hope which is laid up for you. It's above you. It's bigger than you. This hope comes from God. I know you have inspirations. You think that's hope. Biblical hope has nothing to do with what your desire is. Or you believe in you can fly. Or you believe you can touch the sky. You think about it every night and day. Spread your wings and fly away. And you believe you can soar. It's good, but it's not what I'm talking about. Because as soon as you crash the first time, you lose your mind, you lose your family, you lose your business, you lose everything, you back away from God. And when this hope, glory to God, is kicking in, I don't care what you lose. I don't care what comes to you. I don't care what's snatched away from you. You will still elevate. Can somebody say amen? You'll be like the phoenix in the midst of ash. You'll still rise. So hope is expectancy, not just desire to fly. Thank you, Lord. Let's look at hope's origin. Hope, write it down, does not emanate. It does not arise. It does not come from human origin, individual desires. It doesn't come from you wishing. I wish you loved me like I do, ninth graders. I wish you loved me like, if you love me, hit the Xbox. Put X in the box. That's desire. I hope they say yes. We ain't talking about that. That's puppy love. We're not talking about that. Wishful thinking. If you love me, just put an X. Just hit a check. Send it back to me. What? Love you. I like you a lot. I don't know about loving you. What's your name, Vicky or Victim? What's your name? Which one you want to be? So you don't ever put your confidence in people like that. They'll hurt you. So hope does not arise. It does not emanate. It does not soar. It does not come from individual desires. Hope comes from God. Remember that. It comes from God. That's where it starts. He doesn't give you hope so you can run after your stuff. Like in America. Ooh, American dream. He gives you hope so you can run after him. Glory to God. So you can come after him. Go after me. I'm going to give you hope that though you can't see me in the natural, you hope that if you do what I tell you to do, eventually you're going to walk right up in my face. Just like many of you go to work, you hope that when you go to work for 5 days or 2 weeks, you're going to get a paycheck. Right? That's why you stay on course. If you really hope in God, you say, if I work for him, if I keep doing, if I draw close, if I draw nigh, he will draw nigh to me. That's his word. And eventually you'll see a maturation. Hope comes from God. This is the believer's hope. My hope is in you. They're going to put it on the screen real quick. Psalm 39. My hope, and verse 7, is in you. But now, Lord, what wait I for? Why am I procrastinating in life? Why am I waiting on tomorrow to show up because I just tired of today? No, I'm going to send my hope in you. And when my hope is in you, you will give me the fuel I need for now. I don't have to wait for tomorrow to get motivated. I don't have to wait on any circumstance because you have a way of motivating me now. My hope is not in what comes. My hope is in you. And now, Lord, what wait I for? What am I waiting for? And what are you waiting for? For your next parade? For your next gift? Someone told me today they just got a $10,000 raise. A $10,000 raise? Guess what they say? Bishop, you prophesied that we're going to see miracles back in March. And mine was decided on in March. I'm just not getting it. Guess what? The hope was in March. You don't praise when you get the manifestation. You praise him when you get the word. And I'm giving you a word now. Why be cast down, oh my soul? Put your hope in God. Thank you, Jesus. Write it down. Genuine hope is not wishful thinking. I wish. That's a part of grief. I shoulda, coulda, woulda. That's the third part of grief out of five stages. Bargaining. If I had done something different. I wish I was there. We all go through it when you grieve. But it's not wishful thinking. It's not even New Year's resolutions. Genuine hope is not that. But it's a firm assurance. Please write it down. A firm assurance about things that are unseen. A firm assurance about things that you can't see with your naked eye. Only God can give you that ability to have an assurance about things you can't see. Now notice, if you can really see it, why would you talk down on it? Anybody that really loves a woman would never desecrate her with words. Ask me to say that again. Ladies, you should be asking me to say that again. Any man that loves a woman would never tear her down with words. Ever. And if that's you, you better check it. Because that ain't love. You don't manipulate. We ain't a manipulator. M-A-N-I-P-U-L-A-T-O-R. You try to manipulate me, you're going to be in the dust. I can't deal with manipulation. Anybody in the 80s know what I'm talking about? I was in the Philippines sitting up there and I heard this manipulator, M-A-N-I-P-U, later. I said, what is that? I walked in and heard that music playing. Guess what? It was a group that put out a song called Manipulator. Love never manipulates. It lays it out. Do you want me or not? If you want me, I'm going to give you an incentive to want me. I'm going to lay down some character traits. I'm going to make sure I help you to get and to succeed. I'm going to motivate you, not manipulate you. Anything other than that is not God. And God ain't telling nobody to take abuse from nobody in the name of the Lord. I'm coming with great boldness of speech. If you're a woman and you abuse your man, God ain't telling him to hang in there. And if you're a man and you abuse your woman, he ain't telling her to hang in there. Abuse is not of God, especially for believers. I ain't telling you to hang in there and be a good soldier of Jesus Christ and let him beat you upside the head. That ain't right, and it ain't gonna happen here. Get this morning's message. Stature. When you grow in stature, there's some stuff you ain't gonna take no more. Can somebody say amen? That's right. I ain't taking it. I'm not taking it. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Jesus said, your enemy slap you that day. Thank you, Jesus. I'm trying, Lord. I'm trying. I'm trying. Don't walk up on stage and slap me while I'm preaching. What? You so mad. Oh, what? What you say, Bishop? What? Y'all hold a minute. Kyle, everything is turned up. I ain't taking in the name of the Lord for nobody. So get that out your minds. Can somebody say me? Security? Bomb, 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 bomb. Don't mess with me. Don't mess with my family. That's how it works. Well, none of my church members. Thank you, Jesus. Let's look at Romans 8, verse 24 and 25. Hope is not wishful thinking. 24 and 25, look at it. For we are saved by hope. You mean to tell me my salvation is tied to this wonderful thing? But hope that is seen is not hope. So I'm saved by an invisible force. The thing that saved me, I can't see. Now you're starting to think. If I threw out the lifeline, throw out the lifeline. It's because somebody's drifting today. You can see the lifeline and grab it, and I can pull you into safety. But this lifeline is invisible. You have to believe that it's thrown out. And by faith you grab it. And the same thing that would happen in the natural will happen for you in the spirit. He will pull you out of shark infested waters. In your mind. Look at the word. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. Look at it. Go back. Verse 24, 25. Well, okay. For what a man seeth, why yet would he hope for? If you can see it, why would you hope? Hope is for those things and people and areas of your life that you can't see. Remember your next. New experiences, the X factor. That X factor, you don't know what's coming. You don't know how it's going to come. That's where you need to trust God. If you can see it, you wouldn't need to have hope. That's why he makes you blind here. You're blind here. You can't see nothing. All you can do is depend on him. Verse 25. Thank you, Lord. But if we hope for what we cannot, for we see not or cannot see, then do we with patience do what? And this is what's happening to our generation. There's no hope. You can Google. You can go and get your fast burger real quick. You have your way all of the time. Wait for nothing. I ain't waiting for nobody. That's the mentality. But hope, this is the incubator of hope, is when you can wait for God to move. God's timing is not like American timing. God is not a microwave. You can't put popcorn in him in 60 seconds, get your whole bag. He'll pop it when he gets ready. He's sovereign. Say that, sovereign. Which means he's king and he can do whatever he wills. That's why you can't put no confidence in people. You got to put your confidence in the one that can make a move for you. When everybody walks away from you, he can say, I like her. When everybody walks away from you, he can say, I like this one. This man right here, I'm going to bless him anyway in the midst of his enemies. I don't care what the world is saying. I'm going to raise him up like I raise up the phoenix. Can somebody say amen? Yeah. Write it down. Learn from yesterday. Learn from yesterday's experience. Live in the moment and hope will arise for your tomorrow. I say it again. Learn from yesterday's experience. Don't stay there. That's what we call memories. You got to tell your memories, put hope in God. Number two, live in the moment. This is the here and the now. You're in the 21st century. Stop trying to be like Moses and Elijah and live now. Jesus is the author and the finisher of your faith. Follow his example. Number three, and hope will arise. It will come up. It will surface in that moment of need and meet you in your tomorrow. That's why fear has to be eradicated, because fear can never build anything. Not pillars. It may build dungeons, but it can't build pillars. It can't build foundation or towers. If we're going to erect towers after they fall, or if we're going to erect pillars after they're crushed, we need to have hope. Only faith and hope can build pillars. Towers will never be created in the manufacturing realm of fear. Even when they build steel, they do it in hope that the steel will be placed in buildings that can hold the weight. And you will never be a pillar in God if you're always afraid. Tell you something else about love. Love will always push you to be better. Anybody that love you want to see you be better. Anybody that love you, just like a parent love children, they want them to be better, right? Anybody that you love, you applaud better in their lives. If you find yourself cowering when it's time to be better, you better check love. In the harbor of love, everything rises. Not just my own. But everything rises. I don't just love my children. I love all children. Now, I ain't taking care of all y'all's. My responsibility is to mine. But I love everybody. In other words, if I saw yours having need, I'm going to take care of that. But you're not going to use me dropping them off while you partying. Not me. You better get yourself together. We got an appointed time, an appointed place. Now you need the responsibility of doing this yourself, because raising them will give you an anchor. It'll make you appreciate me better too. Y'all with me? Love, look at this, always pushes you to do better, to be better. Love always, number two, love always strives to evolve. To evolve. Have you noticed your phone will give you updates every once in a while? You have three updates. The phone is saying, I want to evolve into a better flow. The software needs to be upgraded. Right? That's what love does. It always upgrades. It never diminishes. We build on yesterday's foundation. We don't tear down. We're always building. Could you imagine a father taking a 12-year-old girl? You'll never be nothing. Never. I see why you're messing up in school. I see it. You're just like your mama. What would you say if you saw a father do that to a little 12-year-old? Right? Could you imagine that? Could you imagine a mother taking her son? You sorry so-and-so and so-and-so. You just like your daddy. I can't stand you. What would you say to a parent like that? What would you say to a spouse that's talking like that? You can't claim it's love. And whatever drives you to do that, if it's a vice like Gunji or like some Cavassier, get rid of the vice. Because love don't do that. Love always evolves. It strives to evolve. And that evolution is to a better state of being. To become better, more than we are, you must make every effort to be better, to become healthier. Everything around you also will become better when you become better. So if you see things crumbling, you be better, and everything around you will rise as well.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you are blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, The Mark of Distinction, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2205-2211. That's reference number 2205-2211.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today. It is Pastor Appreciation Month, and we encourage you to take this month to honor our shepherd, Bishop Merton L. Clark, who is more than just a person who stands before us each week to deliver a message. He is our dedicated pastor, teacher, and mentor worthy of honor. All cards and acts of kindness are welcome. Sow some love on our website, truthrevealed.org, or the Truth Revealed mobile app. Cash App is available at Truth Revealed 2. And checks should be payable to Truth Revealed and indicate Pastor Appreciation on the memo line. Baby dedication is scheduled for Sunday, October 30th at the 8 a.m. service. Forms are due by Sunday, October 23rd and are available at guest services.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.